USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump eased off his threats to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border, instead giving Mexico a one-year warning and threatening to first impose auto tariffs before closing the border.
The only thing, frankly, better but less drastic than closing the border is to tariff the cars coming in. And I will do it, just like you know I will do it. I don't play games. I'll do it. So we're doing it to stop people. We're going to give them a one-year warning. And if the drugs don't stop or largely stop, we're going to put tariffs on Mexico and products, in particular cars. The whole ballgame is cars.
A bill ending U.S. support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen is headed to President Trump's desk. The House joined the Senate in passing the bipartisan measure today, although President Trump is expected to veto it. Many U.S. lawmakers blame Saudi Arabia for the death of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A Democratic member of Congress from Ohio is the latest entrant into the presidential race. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Congressman Tim Ryan making the announcement on his campaign website on Thursday morning and also confirming it during an appearance on TV's The View later on.
I'm going to run for president of the United States, and we're going to make this happen.
Ryan, a 45-year-old congressman, joins a long list of Democrats running for the White House in 2020. He says, quote, a quiet revolution is happening in this country that's driven by compassion and the independent spirit our nation is known for. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos will keep 75% of the company's stock, and his ex-wife Mackenzie will take 25% as part of their divorce. On Twitter, she says she's happy to be giving Jeff 75% of the stock and voting control of her shares. She's also giving him all of her interest in the Washington Post. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
Verizon announced on Thursday that they've activated their 5G ultra-wideband network in parts of Minneapolis and Chicago. This as a carrier expects to bring that technology to 30 cities in the United States at some point in 2019. Fox News technology contributor Brett Larson with more on 5G.
To get it right now, you need to have, there's one Motorola phone that has a 5G attachment. It's a mod that you can put onto it. And then you need to be in a certain part of Minneapolis or Chicago to get that 5G service.
Okay.
Oh, and you have to pay $10 extra every month. So it's a very limited amount of bandwidth. And that's actually the problem. This 5G rollout has been very interesting to see. They've been talking about it for several years, but it is using a new type of technology. It's using something they're calling millimeter waves, which are these very high frequency radio waves that they're having a bit of a challenge with. They're affected by weather. They're affected by, you know, they can't penetrate building walls and things like that. So with 5G, it's this massive amount of infrastructure that they have to put in. They can't just upgrade towers like we did when we went from 3G to 4G LTE, where it's, oh, we're going to put a new piece of equipment, run some new cables.
Is it worth the investment?
I think it will absolutely be worth the investment in the long run.
Sears and Kmart are rolling out new slogans as part of their rebranding effort. Sears says it will use the phrase, making moments matter, in an upcoming TV and social media ad campaign. Kmart, meanwhile, will feature the tagline, love where you live. Both stores are trying to win back shoppers after emerging from bankruptcy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.